At the beginning of this week's parasha, Yosef has two dreams. The first is about bundles of grain. That Yosef and his brothers are putting together bundles of grain in the field. And then the bundles of the Shvatim surround Yosef's bundle. And they bow to his bundle. That's the first dream. Then in the second dream, Yosef sees the sun, the moon, and the stars bowing down to him. Two different dreams. But both dreams seem to focus on the same point, and that is that Yosef in the future was going to be the leader of the Shvatim. Even though the dreams seem to focus on the same point, the Torah tells us that the reaction of the Shvatim to the two dreams was very different. After hearing the first dream, it says that the Shvatim hated Yosef even more. That they hated him more than they hated him before. They had a sinna toward Yosef. But the Torah says that after the second dream, they felt jealous of Yosef. They felt jealous of him. Why the difference? Why did they feel kinna? They felt the jealousy only after the second dream and not after the first dream. The answer, says the Beis HaLevi, is that Yosef's dreams focus on two different aspects of his future leadership, his future domination over the brothers. The first dream was about financial success. Yosef saw that he was going to become wealthy and that the other brothers would be dependent on him. They need him to provide for them, to sustain them and their families. That's why the dream is about bundles of grain, which symbolize material prosperity. And the bundles of the Shvatim are bowing down to Yosef's bundle as if to say that they're going to need Yosef in the future. They're going to need him financially. But in the second dream, Yosef sees that he's going to surpass the brothers on the spiritual plane. The sun, the moon, and the stars, these are heavenly bodies. They symbolize ruchnis. Yosef was saying that he's going to become the spiritual leader. That he's going to become the carrier of the Mesorah for the entire family. That's why the brothers were jealous only of the second dream. Because material success is not a mila in the person. It's not intrinsic to the person. It's external to the person. So it's not something to be jealous of. The first dream, the brothers weren't bowing to Yosef. Their bundles were bowing to Yosef's bundle. Because the mila that Yosef had, the material success that he had, was not intrinsic to him. Was in the bundle. So the brothers didn't feel any kinna toward Yosef. They only felt the sinna because there was no extra mila in Yosef himself. But in the second dream, Yosef was saying that in ruchnius he was going to be greater than the brothers. That he'd be greater than them in tzidkus, in Torah. These are milas that affect the person himself. They transform the person. They make the person special. That's why in the second dream, the sun, the moon, and the stars are bowing down to Yosef himself. Because Yosef was talking about milas that were part of him. Ruchnius tikka milas that were going to affect him and make him a greater person. Yosef was saying that he was destined to achieve greater spiritual heights than the Shvatim. And that's why the brothers were jealous. Because a mila in ruchnius is something intrinsic to a person. It's something of real value. It's something to admire. It's something to be jealous of. There's a powerful message in the words of the Beis HaLevi. What are we jealous about? What do we find value in life? Is it the latest toy or gadget that you can buy on Amazon? Is it a luxury car? Do we feel jealous of someone because of the kind of exotic vacation that he can afford to take? Are these things of real value? Is this something to be jealous of? Chazal say in the Gemara in Brachas and Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis that Shlosha Dvarim Marchivim Daito Shel Adam. There are three things that give a person a certain peace of mind. Dira Na, Isha Na, V'Kelim Na. A beautiful home, nice clothing. They can give a person a pleasant feeling. Sometimes a healthy measure of Gashmias can help a person serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu better. But it's so important to always keep in mind that it's not an end unto itself. It's just a means. It's not the ikar in life. It's just a tafel. What kinds of people do we admire? The rich and the famous? The all-star athletes? What, because someone can afford to hop on a spaceship and fly to the moon on a joyride that makes him choshev? Because someone can hit 62 home runs in a season, that's someone we should admire? You can't take it with you. Material prosperity and physical power and prowess, these aren't intrinsic to a person. They're not a real mila. They're not a mila in the person. They're not something to be jealous of. They're not something that we should admire. The Torah, mitzvahs, and ma'asim tovim, that is intrinsic to a person. These are things that you can take with you. These are things of real value. What we accomplish in Torah and ruchnius, that transforms us as human beings. It makes us into greater people, into better people. When we see someone who accomplishes in Torah and mitzvahs, we see someone who learns ba'asmada rabba, we see someone who davens b'kavana, we see someone with exceptional midos, that's something we should be jealous of. We should want to be like that person. Chazal say, kina sofrim tar b'chochma. Sometimes kina can be a wonderful midah, but only if it gets us to run after things of real value. Shabbos.